This is Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
Later on, New York is for real immigration reform. Take to the streets to demand fairness and equality.
But first, we're heading down to Arizona. Isabel Garcia is co-chair of the Coalición de Derechos Humanos, a Tucson-based organization, and a legal defender of Pima County, Arizona residents, and internationally recognized for her freedom and human rights work. And welcome, Isabel.
Thank you so much, Mimi. It's really a pleasure to be with you, especially for us from the border and facing, you know, the kind of enforcement and surveillance structure that is plaguing the rest of our country. So we're really happy to join you today. We're marching, you know, to defend, like everybody, immigrant worker rights. We're demanding a 15-hour minimum wage, guaranteed minimum hours, and importantly here for us is to stop the deportations, stop the wage theft that is going on here, the prisons for profit that are profiting off immigrant brothers and sisters, and of course the growing militarization for us. We're joining forces with unions here, with the Occupy movement, the Alianza Indígena Sin Fronteras, Southside Workers Union, all the immigrant rights and humanitarian groups. We're all joining together.
Arizona has distinguished itself as one of the most repressive and aggressive states against the immigrant populations. Tell us about really what is happening with particularly the enforcement processes that have been implemented there, just to give us a sense of how beleaguered the immigrant community is and, of course, how strong they've been and how much they've continued to rally regardless of the oppression.
In our discussions of immigration, what we must focus on is the enforcement apparatus that is being constructed. People have no idea. It's an unprecedented, not only money grab from our treasury to give it to contractors that are like pigs in a trough fighting for a frenzy to get this money. So that's at a federal level. But here at the border with SB 1070, we have created our thousands of state police officers into the front line for the Border Patrol. Migration is down the lowest in the past 40 years, and yet this is when we're being asked to add another 20,000 Border Patrol agents to allow law enforcement locally more and more to get used to the fact that they should be immigration officers. We are creating a monster that people have no idea. My daughter, who is a fifth-generation U.S. citizen, was traumatized and really tortured emotionally for an hour and a half in Comstock, Texas, 21 miles north of the border. You know, these are all border equivalent. They detained her and went through everything with not even a reasonable suspicion, of course, of anything wrong. They went through all of her car, all of her purse, traumatized her and made her cry and told her, don't worry, this is where we busted Willie Nelson with his personal stash. So the reality that we're living here is really brutal. So the community, of course, cannot be calling some vague 800 number in D.C. and saying, give us humane immigration reform. No, we're not doing that. What we're doing is really much more concrete. People have to find an alternative, and so people are not only committing civil disobedience, not only people coming up to the border, the dreamers, to say, let me in. We've got stops here that on October the 8th of last year, before my very eyes, 1 foot away, I saw the brutality of the Border Patrol agents that came in, dozens of them, and throwing people around, flinging people around, and the police department right there with them observing this. So this is the reality. You can take your child to school and come drive back, and you could literally be in Mexico within 2 hours because of our proximity to the border and because of the huge presence of the Border Patrol. We have 5,200 Border Patrol agents at least in the Tucson sector.
As usual, I'm overwhelmed when I listen to your description of what the immigrant community is faced with there.
And the criminalization that is going on, not only are we satisfied with deporting 500,000 people, now we've got that down to a science, now we want to criminalize them first. So here in this Tucson court, we generate thousands of criminals every single month. Every day, we criminalize 70 men and women in chains from their ankles to their waist, to their wrist. And within 1 hour, 70 men and women go from an initial appearance all the way through waiver of rights and plead guilty, all to a predetermined sentence of 65 days, 95 days, 180 days. And those are the lucky ones that get put through streamline, while the others are convicted of the felony offense of illegal reentry. So it's barbaric, really. It's the one word you can describe that Operation Streamline. It's barbaric.
And of course, your governor, Jan Brewer, has been barbaric as far as I'm concerned. And I know
Absolutely.
As far as your population has been concerned.
Absolutely.
And Isabel Garcia, so tell us about the kind of organization of immigrants that's going on and what they're focusing on now. I know it doesn't appear that we're going to have any meaningful, if any, immigration reform in 2014. So there's been more focus around the issue of the detentions and deportations. But what are the major kinds of impetus from the immigrants' rights, the immigrant communities within Arizona?
For us here in this particular area in southern Arizona, what worries us the very most, of course, are the deaths along the border. We continue to talk about the ever-increasing mortality, because even though we've seen less migration, we're seeing more and more deaths. In other words, the more we militarize, the more we continue this zone, no man's land, where people have to go miles out into the very dangerous deserts, we're seeing the deaths. So for us, all the work, whether it's tied to E-Verify, whether it's tied to guest workers, whether it's tied who's going to be able to immigrate or not, and all of that discussion, for us, the primary question is, are people going to continue to die? And so we're raising and continue to raise that particular issue. And, of course, then it's our communities. We must know our rights. We must continue to train and really enable immigrant communities to really take it on. We've developed text trees, phone trees on the cell phone, where if we are alerted to the police officers calling in a Border Patrol, stopping them, we come on the scene in an attempt to mitigate, convince them not to. We publicize it. Southside Workers Labor Center has been a focus of a lot of work as well. And so we work together. We have a protections network is what it's called, so that people can become members and with an organization, and we fundraise in order to have bond money in case people are picked up. And it's amazing that just out of the local community, so many of our leaders have been picked up only to have the protection network, you know, we get them out. There's just so many activities going on here. We're continuing to have efforts to stop Operation Streamline. We have a coalition. As some of you may remember, on October the 10th of last year, a very organized group stopped the buses of two buses containing 70 migrants for the Operation Streamline process I described. They surrounded the buses and put their bodies on the line, and they stopped it. Now they're facing, they wanted to charge them with felonies. They're facing a number of misdemeanors that the police department is really pushing. But we were able to stop the streamlining for one day. Those 70 men and women did not have a criminal conviction as a result of that. And this was during a time that the rest of the government was stopped. This was deemed an essential service. How can we stop research and all these other things that we stopped for a government shutdown, and we deemed prosecuting 70 poor immigrants to be essential services? Well, it wasn't essential services for the attorneys and personnel involved, and for CCA in particular, Corrections Corporation of America, who is making a killing just in Tucson, anywhere from $11 to $17 million per month to incarcerate immigrants. And so therefore, we changed the narrative. All of them are criminals, and the public doesn't want to, you know, have anything to do with criminals. And secondly, we're just enriching these prison industry.
Well, Isabel Garcia, we want to wish you and our sisters and brothers in Arizona the best, and all of us will redouble our efforts to really have meaningful immigration reform, a real path to citizenship, and to stop the detentions and deportations of this administration under which they've been larger than any other previous administration. Isabel Garcia, it is always insightful and really delightful to talk to you because of the work that you do and because of the community of resistance and resilience and progress that are our sisters and brothers fighting for immigration and workers' rights in Arizona.
And now we're off to a rally of New Yorkers for real immigration reform as they demand fairness and equality. Immigrants and their social justice supporters are taking to the streets of New York City, as they are in other cities across the country, as part of a nationwide mobilization.
Demonstrating the power of the immigrants' rights movement to demand and make lawmakers at the city and the state and the federal level enact policies that promote immigrant rights, provide a pathway to citizenship, and to end mass deportations, which have reached record numbers under the Obama administration.
Obama, escucha, estamos en la lucha.
No more deportation.
Now,
family,
together,
no more
deportation.
My name is Steve Choi, and I'm from the New York Immigration Coalition. We are at an absolutely critical moment for immigrant rights. Exactly 1 year ago, we marched down to D.C. calling for immigration reform. We had hopes and dreams that we would achieve immigration reform, just immigration reform, humane immigration reform, that would end deportations, ease our pain, and provide a path to citizenship for our communities. Yet we stand here 1 year later, still waiting for reform. We are still waiting for the House Republican leadership to allow a vote on an immigration reform bill, and they have failed to do so. And there is no excuse for that failure. And we are here today to say that enough is enough, that we need immigration reform, and we will not wait any longer.
Yeah.
Do we want immigration reform?
Yeah.
Do we need immigration reform?
Yeah.
And when do we want it?
Now.
And we need it now because this administration continues to engage in unjust and immoral deportations. Every single day, there are hundreds of New Yorkers who are deported. Across the country, there are more than 1,000 people who are deported from the United States. Fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, people that we know and love and hold dear, being separated from their families, perhaps forever. We are battered by these deportations, and we are angry at our politicians' lack of courage. We cannot stop fighting because there is so much at stake for our communities and our families. We must continue to keep fighting for the hopes and dreams of our youth, even as our state leaders have turned their backs on the New York State Dream Act. We must keep fighting, to fight for immigration reform, to fight to end deportations, and for justice for our communities. Will you keep fighting for immigration reform?
Yes.
Will you keep fighting to end deportations?
Yes.
Will you keep fighting for justice for our communities?
Yes.
What do you want?
Immigration reform!
When?
Now!
When?
Now!
And here are two people who can speak directly about why we need reform and why we need it now. Please welcome Maggie Kawas from the Arab American Association of New York and Denise Pizarro from Cabrini Immigrant Services of New York.
I'm here representing the Arab and Muslim community, but I'm also here to give my story. I was actually born and raised here. I'm an American citizen, but my father came here before I was even born to bring a better life to his family. And then he was unable to go back due to a war, and then decided to just stay here because we had better opportunities. Unfortunately, because of his undocumented status, He was arrested for almost 4 years and then also deported to Jordan. So for 9 years now, my family has been living without our father, and my mother has been living without her husband and her supporter, and she had to go into work as a single mother, speaking English as her second language, and has been supporting us from day one until now. We need to pass immigration reform for families like mine to bring back people who have been deported and to reunite our families. I'm calling out my congressman, Congressman Graham, to also stand by us and pass a legislative solution.
My name is Denise Pissarro. I came to this country with my family when I was just 10 years old from Ecuador. I didn't understand what it meant to be undocumented until the seventh grade when I was unable to apply for financial aid. I felt like an outsider, and even more when I was applying for college. Despite all of this, I am in my last semester at Hunter. Yeah. I study in public policy. Inspired by Cabrini Immigrant Services, I hope to study social work to help all of us. The fear of deportation has always been in my life. I wake up every day in fear that someone, part of my family, my community, that I love, will be deported. While some young adults feel safe through DACA, what happens to their parents? They are not protected. Through many years, they have built their lives here, being part of a community. They have paid their taxes, worked hard to put their kids through college, and contribute to this country. They have been citizens without papers for so many years. Why not make citizenship a reality for all of us? It is not 2 years from now that we need a humane reform. It is now that we need it. If the Republican leadership does not want to do the right thing, then I call on President Obama to do the right thing.
No more deportations.
No more deportations.
Please join me in welcoming our labor allies, Ed Figueroa of La Fuente and Byron Silva of Liuna Local 78.
Obama, escucha, estamos en la lucha.
Obama, escucha,
estamos en la lucha. Hoy, mañana y en el futuro, hasta que la reforma llegue. ¡Palante!
My name is Eddie Figueroa. I am a member of 32BJ and La Fuente. We are labor and immigration together.
¡Fuerza! ¡Fuerza unida!
And today we are gathered here for the 11 million of our brothers and sisters who live in the shadows and for their families which have been torn apart, that we have had enough. This is an issue of civil rights, respect, and basic human dignity. We are here in the same spirit of those brave women at Seneca Falls who united to say, I have a voice and it matters. We are here in the same spirit of those folks who marched with Dr. King in Selma, who braved the dangers against their very lives to tear down that unjust system of segregation, which tears down walls, breaks all barriers, and gives hope to all. And to demand that our elected officials, our public servants, who with our taxpayers pays their salaries, that much needed leadership on this and put an end to this crisis that has gone on for too long. A moral injustice that has separated parent from child, the same injustice which has created two classes of citizens and stands as an affront to our founding principles that all are created with inalienable rights, that we are all created equal. The time for reform is now, not when it's politically convenient, not after the primary elections, now.
Si se puede, si se puede, si se puede.
My name is Byron Silva. I am Assistant Business Manager of Local 78. I want to recognize my brothers and sisters from Local 79 and 78 that are here with me today. I represent La Yuna, the most aggressive, organizing, workers in the construction industry. And since the beginning, we support immigration reform for our brothers and sisters. What's going on with the Obama administration is unacceptable. 2 million deportations, ripping families apart. That's unacceptable. There is people suffering for that. There is honest immigrants that came to America to contribute for the growth of this country, paying taxes, paying Social Security, and they're never gonna see this money. That's unacceptable. We encourage our elected officials to pass the immigration reform with a path to citizenship. We need this reform now. We need to call our elected officials and make sure that our kids, there is 500,000 new Latinos, new borders every year. Make sure that our kids understand and have an educated and a smart vote for the elected officials that are gonna do what is right for our community. Si se puede. Thank you very much.
Si se puede. Si se puede.
Next, I would like to introduce key members of our statewide campaign, New Yorkers for Real Immigration Reform. We'd like to recognize Make the Road New York and the Minquan Center for Community Action. Make the Road has been a key partner in this fight, pushing Peter King in Long Island, pushing Michael Grimm in Staten Island, and the Minquan Center has represented the Asian American community that makes up a third of this state's immigrant population. Please welcome Jose Rosales from Make the Road. ¿Qué queremos? ¿Cuándo? ¿Cuándo? Ahora la necesitamos. No hay tu run New York, como saben muchos, con todas las coaliciones de aquí. Estamos trabajando duro para una reforma migratoria.
We are working hard for immigration reform.
Así que estamos peleando duro. Estamos a nivel nacional. En todo el país se está haciendo estas manifestaciones para el beneficio de todos nosotros ahora.
We are here as part of a National Day of Action where groups across the country are organizing today for immigration reform.
Nosotros venimos a trabajar. Todos somos una familia unida porque tenemos un solo Dios.
We are here to work and we are a united family.
Nos acusan de que somos criminales. No somos criminales los que trabajamos en construcción, los que trabajamos en el campo, cuando nosotros les levantamos las cosechas, les hacemos los trabajos que nadie quiere hacer. ¡Eso no somos criminales!
They accuse us of being criminals, but we are not criminals. Those people who work in construction, who work in farm work, we are not criminals.
Igualmente al presidente, que se ponga los pantalones ahora. No queremos ninguna deportación más.
We're also here to send a clear message to the president. We want no more deportations now.
Yes. Ya basta que nos estén humillando que somos como animales. Al según es el país que defiende la democracia.
No more humiliation. We are here, honest people working. This country must promote democracy and must be an example worldwide.
Se puede, sí se puede.
Hello, everyone. My name is S.J. Jung. I'm the president of Minquan Center for Community Action. So, we are gathered here today to send a loud and clear wake-up call all the way to Washington, D.C. Is that right? Yeah. We are especially here to send a wake-up call to those members of Congress who have not signed on to discharge petition demanding a vote on immigration reform bill. Make no mistake about it. This is the moment of truth. We refuse to be deceived by lip service. We refuse to be denied by delaying tactics. We demand each and every member of Congress to take a stand. we'll find out who truly stands with the immigrant community. And we'll also find out who firmly stands for the future of our nation. We will remember that. Come election day, when we take a stand at the voting booth, we will remember who stands with the immigrant community. Is that right?
Yeah!
We all know that immigration reform bill is being stymied. It is being delayed by House Republicans. That is why we are also calling on President Obama to invoke his executive power to put an end to mass deportations. Yeah. Mass deportations are ravaging our communities. It is time to stop this 21st century trail of tears. We all know an executive order could stop the bleeding of mass deportation, but it is not a cure for our nation's broken immigration system. So what are we going to do? We will not rest until we break through Republican obstructionism in the House. We will not rest until we win immigration reform bill. Is that right?
Yeah.
So let us continue to fight together. Let us continue to raise our voices together. And let us win together. Can we do that?
Yes,
si se puede! Si se puede! Si se puede! Do we want immigration reform?
Yeah.
Do we want immigration reform?
Yeah.
And when do we want it?
Now.
Do we want to end deportations?
Yeah.
When do we want it?
Now.
Obama, escucha, estamos en la lucha.
No more deportation.
End deportation.
Now.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.